Hello, my name is Kristen Hunt Cathy, and thank you for tuning into Impact Ed, the official podcast for ALEAF ISD. I am so excited to be here today with three amazing individuals who are really pushing the needle forward with our student-led businesses, and we will begin with Erica today. Thank you.
So my name is Erica Santian. I am the CTE program manager here in ALEAF ISD. I'm one of two. And then to my right, I have Mr. Daryl Hawkins and Ms. Stephanie Masaryk. I'll let them introduce themselves.
I'm Daryl Hawkins. I am the CTE instructor. I run the RAM stop at Elsick High School.
And my name is Stephanie Masaryk. I'm the Hastings CTE business instructor, and I run the Hastings School Store Bare Necessities.
Wonderful. So one of the things that I really love about ALEAF ISD is all the opportunities, of course, that we provide for our students. Literally, where we're sitting right now is an experience for our kids in a podcast area where our kids are helping to host and to produce and record and all those great things. So, of course, you all are here today to talk about something that I think is just so important. I've been in two other school districts. I've never seen anything like what we have here in ALEAF ISD. So, you know, when we talk about CCMR, right, like that's a term that comes up a lot. College, career, military readiness. Mm-hmm. So when we think about the opportunities that we provide here in ALEAF and we're talking about career, that's something that you guys really are helping to develop in our students. So Eric, I'm gonna start a little bit with you. If you can kind of tell our audience a little bit about what you do and how that really ties into the career piece of what we want for our children by the time they leave ALEAF.
Perfect. So my job as a program manager is basically to reach out to all the programs that I oversee and make sure that our teachers have all the tools that they need to make their class fun, interactive, engaging. We really strive to make CTE more than just reading books, like your core curriculum classes and things like that. Career readiness comes from real life experiences. Mm-hmm. So we really try our best to dip into interactive curriculum, practicums, things that can get students with their, you know, on their feet, hands moving. It's not just reading a book or looking at a presentation, something that they can physically do. We even go further than that, and we integrate like internships where they actually go outside of the school and they're working outside at local businesses. Anything to give them that real world experience to kind of tie in everything that they're learning in the classroom and kind of bring it to life. So those are real skills that they're establishing in high school, putting them that much further than their peers, maybe at other campuses or other other districts. I like to say it's not a competition, but I really feel like ALEAF is just so much further ahead than other districts.
Yes.
CTE is something we really, really just, we put all of our heart and soul into it. And speaking with our teachers here today, I think you'll see it. We're very, very invested in our kids.
Yes.
And we love to see them succeed. And that's what we're all here for.
That's wonderful. So this is a great segue because you were talking about our students getting life experience outside of the classroom. So I'm going to start with Daryl here because, of course, I know that, you know, we talk about trajectory, right? And many people don't always go the traditional educational route saying that, when I graduated from high school, I knew I wanted to be a teacher and I majored in education, so on and so forth.
Right.
So I'm going to start with Daryl and then move on to Stephanie and even Erica chime in, if you will, to talk a little bit about your trajectory to this place and how it really helps to guide how you focus and deal with your kids.
Well, I think the most important thing is that we are integrating being ready to work in the real world with education. I grew up, both of my parents were educators at the college level. My dad was a principal. My mother was the dean of the business department at Prairie View. And education was always put first. You know, I grew up knowing I was going to go to college. Now in this generation, it's being so much focused on just working.
Mm-hmm.
And I do believe they need to have those skills. But we also need to make sure that we continue to not take away the importance of education.
Right.
And so by being able to combine what we're doing by having the school store and giving them real life working experiences.
Yes.
Also, along with letting them know how that intertwines with the importance of having education, certification and things, it makes them more marketable.
Yes.
And that's the thing that we're trying to do. I've been blessed and been fortunate enough to work in some very good school districts, Fort Bend ISD and Katy ISD, but neither one of them have what we have.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even close. And I remember interviewing with Jennifer, and the main thing when she mentioned running a store and starting a store here, that was the thing that put me over the top, because I really felt that we could do something to get the kids where they didn't have to leave and go work outside, which is great, because I've done co-op. I'm pretty sure you've done it too as well. But to be able to have our hands on working with them, and then not only they grow, but the students around them get to see them working in a real work environment.
Yes.
So it's not only teaching the ones that we have in our classroom, but it's also teaching the other students as well.
That's wonderful. And you mentioned Jennifer. So for our audience who may not know who Jennifer is, who's Jennifer?
She's the boss.
she is our Hopefully she's watching. She knows this.
She is our CTE director.
That's right. With amazing experience, nearly 40 years experience, of course, in the business. Yes. So she is great. Yes. So Stephanie, what do you think?
I mean, Daryl put it very well, said, besides, like I said, education, of course, is number one, but giving that real world experience. My students, you know, they're running an actual business. They're taking in currency. They're taking in, you know, we accept cash, card, tap now. And, you know, students will come in and say, well, can I pay tomorrow? Do you go into Walmart and ask, can I pay tomorrow? No,
right.
We're an actual functioning business. And my students are getting this experience, this hands-on personal experience of checking out customers, customer service, you know, inventory. If we run out of a product, we need to go ahead and restock it. If we run into an issue, how do we resolve the issue? Problem solving. These are all things that they could bring out into the real life, not just in their jobs, but in their personal life as well.
I mean, I'm excited you said tap. You know, there are some big name businesses, I won't say them, but they don't take tap.
Right.
Like these kids are obviously, and I think it also, again, speaks to how forward thinking we are in A-Leaf, right? Like understanding that, yes, currency, it's important for them to know it, because we've been many places and you give someone a 20 for something that is like $10.50. And then, you know, okay, well, let me get my phone out.
Right.
And your students understand that that is still important.
And when you have a room full of people, a store full of people, then their people are, you're trying to get them in and out because they have to go to lunch, they have to go to class. You need to be able to think on your feet. You can't put out the calculator.
No, you can't. And I don't know if any of you have ever worked retail before. I worked at McDonald's for a very short period of time when I was 16. I was like, you know what, this drive-thru ain't for me. Let me go ahead and make sure I get my degree. And then I think I probably worked at Victoria's Secret and several other places, you know, in the mall. Yeah. So I think that this is a great experience for our kids, even though you did talk about co-op, right? But then thinking about kids that may not have a ride to work. Of course, we're on the Southwest side of Houston. So kids do need some sort of transportation. I think even having a store is a safety mechanism, because the kids are able to get that experience here
without having to leave.
Exactly. Yes. Without having to leave. I think that's important for our audience to be able to know that these are real stores. This is just not, you know, just something that's like for fun, which can happen, right?
To show you how real our store is. So Stephanie, if you could share what our revenue was.
I did some research. So little backstory. I've been at A-Leaf. I've been at Hastings for about 12, 13 years. And I didn't start in the store.
Okay.
So a wonderful man, Mark Thames, he had the store, but it wasn't functioning to its full potential. So I was asked in 2020 during COVID to ask if I wanted to take it over. And I love creativity. I love to, you know, it's during COVID. So I was like, I love crickets and all this, like creating shirts and things like that. So I was like, okay, yes. And we started, and it was only cash. It was cash register, old school cash register.
Yes.
So we could only take cash. It was basically only staff. We didn't have a lot of merchandise. We only had what Mr. Thames had. So our first year in 2020 to 2021, we ended the school year with about $3,300 in sales.
Great. Wow.
Again, cash only.
Cash only,
during COVID. Okay. It's a first year. And then the next year, we upped our point of sale systems, and we were able to take credit cards. So our next school year, we ended the year off with $37,000 in sales.
Okay, wait a minute. Amazing. Say that again. From what to what?
I went from $3,300 to $37,000.
Okay, how many of us could do that?
Not me.
I wish I could.
Me too. Oh, yeah. I got to find out another business.
So the next school year, this is 2022 to 2023.
Okay.
We ended the school year with our goal was $50,000. Okay, we can possibly make that. Yeah, we did, you know, 37 the year before. We ended with $58,000.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, all right, we're getting it. Okay. Well, last school year in the spring, we were able to have tap. My school bucks was, to tap.
Game changer.
So our goal was, okay, we can do 75,000. Let that be our goal. We ended the school year last year with over 89,000 in sales.
Wow.
Now this school year sky is the limit.
Okay, we got to do a drum roll for this, because I was there for that. Come on, Stephanie, tell us, what is it?
Okay, this school year we're like, okay, we're going to do 100,000. Clear Creek set the bar high when I went and I modeled my store after them. They were a great role model. And I was like, they've done this, we can do this too. So this school year, right now, as of yesterday's sales, we are at $118,480 in sales.
Yes. Wow.
So that makes it
That's amazing.
Four and a half, almost 5 years, yeah. we've made $306,948 in sales.
Wow. My gosh.
Incredible.
Yes.
And this is all student led.
There you go. Keep all tying it back to that.
Oh, absolutely.
The students run the store. I've been able to, you know, observe both of the stores in action. Mm-hmm. It's student led. They're doing the stocking. They're doing the cash register. They're doing the customer service. They're welcoming everyone as they walk through the door. That's mm-hmm. very important.
Yes, yes.
To make sure that your customers are feeling invited and yes. all that stuff. Those are like fundamental soft skills that are just super important when you go to the real world and you're applying for any other retail business.
That's right.
They need to have that little extra oomph that puts them over the edge to make them really employable. And all of those things are being taught in their classes. And I just think it's incredible to witness yourself.
Yes.
It's amazing to see them in action.
They have ownership of the store.
There you go. That's
they feel pride.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
It's their store.
I remember when you sent the email, and I was like, okay, wait a minute. Am I reading this correctly? And I asked Adelina, who of course is a Hastings grad. She's like, of course they do. It's Hastings, right? And I said, 100,000. Like that's nothing to scoff at.
Yeah.
And again, as you said, it's student led. And of course, again, I've been in two other districts and they may have had something small. Mm-hmm. But to see something like that and to see, as you said, the kids are taking ownership. And there's pride when so many things, you know, outside forces that we really can't control. Mm-hmm. But these babies, and I hate to call them that, but of course, I'm pretty mm-hmm. sure you know you do, mm-hmm. that they come into these schools with a whole host of whatever is going on at home. But then they come in and then
they're able to clock in.
That's right. Clock
we're
in. And then just mm-hmm. to see that and then knowing that they can then take those skills, as you said, to transition into life after high school is so mm-hmm. important. So we have this, of course, business that's been around for quite some time, but then we have a new one somewhat, right? So let's talk about what do we have going on at LSIC.
Well, first of all, we definitely need to give Stephanie a lot of credit.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
I don't think that people really understand what she has done in 4 years. As a person who actually has a real business outside, what she's done in 4 years is absolutely amazing.
Yes, absolutely.
And plug, she needs a stipend.
Okay. Hey, listen. Who's listening? Like everybody. Okay, that's right. I agree.
Bringing that type of income into the district, people don't understand what that money does is that money helps other programs.
Okay.
So it's not like that money is going into her pocket or going into the student's pocket. That money is going to help other programs within the district. So she's not only touching just her part of students,
she's
what she's
touching
doing.
Other things.
She's touching everything.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
And I believe that that's very important, especially how they try to, like I said, I don't believe people are really putting education where it's supposed to be.
Absolutely.
And I think when 100%. You start putting money where it's supposed to be, then I think you're going to see the positives of going.
That's
so
right.
I just wanted to make sure that we acknowledge how special what she has done over those years. I think I've been here, this is my fourth year.
Okay.
And I think we came here let's just be honest, it was hard getting it off the ground at LSIC. We had some challenges and, you know, Stephanie was great, showed me everything that she was doing. And, you know, we tried to emulate that, but it was difficult because positioning and marketing and being where she is, she's in a great location.
Right.
And, you know, doing those numbers were absolutely amazing. So I look at it like I think maybe last year might have been the year where we're kind of able to do something. We're upstairs, we're in a library. I mean, the traffic we were getting just, it wasn't good at all. It really wasn't that good. And, you know, we barely made anything. So this year, I can be totally honest with you, I was not looking forward to doing it.
Yeah.
And I got a phone call from Jennifer. I got a phone call from Erica. And it was the end of summer. And I was like, oh, this is my opportunity to tell them, hey, y'all find somebody else to do it.
When the two bosses call, you got
to
answer.
I said, hey, okay. So they said, come up to the school. So I was like, go up to the school. So I told my wife, I said, yeah, I'm just going to go up and tell them I'm not doing the store this year. And so I walked in, and Jennifer and Erica are like, hey, we got a new principal, Mr. Bailey, and he's going to give you this spot. And the spot is dead central in the school.
Yeah.
I mean, it's between the north and the south cafeteria. It's where the
that makes such a huge difference.
It is
so location. The high traffic areas, right?
I'm telling you, location,
it matters.
Location.
That's right. That's
it
right.
matters. And Bailey was just so, I know he was a breath of fresh air, not only for me. but a breath of fresh air for Jennifer as well, because this is her vision.
Yeah.
I know it's her vision, and I jumped right on board and started putting my little two cents in. So I think I kind of inspired her a little bit. Then she brought Miss Erica on, who is like my, you know, like, you know, the little Tinkerbell.
Yes. You need
I didn't bring my dust today.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know, Erica, I need this. Okay, Daryl, you got it. Erica, Sometimes I was like, I'm not going to ask because I might start asking for too much.
Yeah.
But anyway,
worst they can do is say no.
That's all they can do is say no.
That's right.
So we took the grad center. Yeah, man, we have pictures. I think we're going to work on something where we can show that, how do we collect. We took the grad center.
Okay.
And basically took a room full of computers, full of books, kind of like, I mean, you say whatever you want to say how it looks, and we just transformed it.
Yes, and you did.
We did some kind of soft openings kind of in the fall because I wanted it to be, I felt like I disappointed the kids so much the last couple of years because we said we're going to do this and it never got done.
Okay.
And I always took ownership of that.
Sure.
Because I didn't want the kids, you know, feeling the school had done something. So, yeah. So this year we got everything done. We kind of opened really hard in January. Mm-hmm. So really we've kind of just been open really just this half semester. So we did a grand opening, and the last I checked, because I did a little check before I came over here. And so for our half year, we're sitting right now probably at about 12,500.
That's awesome.
You're not even open all day, right?
And we're not open all day.
Okay.
And that's a huge deal.
Yes,
we're
it is.
Not open all day, and he's doing great. Day.
And like I said, it's not a competition. Because you don't feel talking about. It is an inspiration because I see what she's doing.
Yeah.
And I look at us being a team. And that's what I love working. Like Steph, I would call her all the time.
Yeah.
She would tell me, and I know she was busy. And I was nowhere on the same level that she was.
Sure.
But she still took the time out to tell me. So everything that I'm doing now is based on what she told me those 2 years prior.
Yeah.
So I don't have to call her every day.
Right.
I kind of have an idea of what I'm doing.
But it's about the kids, though, right? It's all about the kids and
it's
collaboration.
All about
and I think that's an example for them, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Even I don't think that anyone will look at it and say, okay, well, Hastings does this, but Elsa just does that.
No.
It's about what are we doing? What are you all doing to help, you know, these children? It's a group effort. Mm-hmm. And I think that's important for our audience to know. It's important for, of course, our kids to hear, which I know that, you know, you all are really just kind of, you know, pushing and pouring into the kids, which, you know, I want to segue into that as well. I think about like life lessons, right? Mm-hmm. And if we could close our eyes off for a second and think about like a life lesson that you learned in high school from someone. Mm-hmm. I mention all the time my old high school principal, Dr. Melvin Gedwood, who would always pour into me like, hey, Kristen, listen, that mouth is going to get you like some places, girlfriend. I'm like, okay. And so I call him like, oh, yeah.
And here you are.
I'm like, I'll teach for president, baby. Like, I can do it. You know, that type of thing. So I think about the life lessons that you all are so blessed to pour into these kids every day. But let's also talk about there's some lessons that they pour into you as well, because you're interacting with them so much. You know, how do you feel about that?
You're going to make him cry.
I know. Well, listen, and I was there at that opening, and anybody who was there can attest to that, is that,
now, there are certain things we just don't need to talk about.
Okay, you don't want to talk about it? Okay, we'll save that for another podcast. How about that? We'll do that.
No, the kids really do. You can tell they appreciate their teachers just as much as the teachers appreciate their work in the classroom. I want to use like the expression viral, like it just kind of spreads like wildfire. They feed off of the energy of their instructors and it spreads. They have so much energy and enthusiasm to run the store.
Yes.
They really do take pride in their work and things have been going just so well, especially with this new, the Ram Stop.
Yes.
That was probably one of the most fun project that I've done all year. I'm brand new to this position. So this was put on my lap right in June, my first real project. And our director, Miss Jennifer, she said, yeah, do what you want with it. Make it great. Yes, ma'am.
We all like directors like that, right?
Oh, yes.
Like, just let me go.
Let me
what do the kids say? Yeah. Let me cook, right?
So I really,
let them cook.
We really had the creative freedom to just make the store amazing.
And
it's been extremely impactful. Both campuses have been incredible. So I wore red today to bring awareness to the Taylor store
that
is coming.
Yeah.
fall 2025.
All right.
Ms. Williams, sorry, Ms. Williams and I will be working on that over the summer.
Wonderful.
Ms. Laura Amari, she'll be the one leading that store. Okay. So we have a location similar to Mr. Hawkins. Remember, location
is important. That's right, yes.
So we're going to be working on that this summer to bring this energy to Taylor High School as well.
I love that. So speaking of that, we have some amazing items here. So we're going to start with, let's start with Elsick. What do we have?
Oh, well, you know, I knew that Steph is going to bring all the goodies to eat.
That's okay. That's all right.
So we have to promote the name of our store.
Yes, promote.
Which is the Ram Stop. Okay.
Yay.
And we and then she'll go all over the goodies. But this is for you, young lady.
Oh, yeah.
So you can go ahead and put your shirt on and everything. So I know you have to split because you're going to have Taylor, you're going to have Hastings. You're gonna
listen, have, so somebody so needs to come up with like a shirt with all three of them. I need a whole bunch of stuff, right?
You need to do a collab.
Oh, we do? Yeah. Okay, let's get ready. I'm excited about that. Thank you. Yeah. So tell us, what can we find in the Ram store? And then we're going to go on to Stephanie. What do we have?
Well, we got all the non-nutritional goods that we can sell.
That's okay.
Okay, I'll let her talk about the ones that are the hot sellers, because everything that's hot over there with us is hot with us. But next year, we're really going to start getting to more in our merchandise.
Perfect.
And start selling. There's some things that are working in the back channels to where we can possibly be able to do things for all of the programs that we have. And our students will be working on that as well. Stephanie does it over in her store. Like I said, copycatting what's good works. And so we're going to be able to also manufacture and produce some of the products that we do and try to make sure money is the big thing. Producing more money and saving more money within the school. Like, this is a real business.
That's right.
I really want to get that message across. It is a real business. These kids will be able to put this on their resume.
That's right.
And going into colleges, getting jobs or whatever they want to do. You know, when they can talk about, like you said, they do inventory. Like our kids, literally, I sit back and watch. And I got that. I mean, I've kind of always kind of been hands off. Once I teach you, I'm letting you go.
Okay.
And I know Stephanie does it as well. And I sit back and I say, do it. Deal with it. And that deals with everything that's positive, negative.
Okay.
And you see the kids grow. Yeah. When they come into your classroom, and this generation, they don't like to talk. They do not like to talk.
Why? What happened?
Well, you know what
it is. If it's not through text.
That's true, they
don't like to talk.
Yeah.
And so I know I'm a little bit more forceful, and I push them out there. I said, get out there and talk. Mm-hmm. I'll put them in uncomfortable positions. Mm-hmm. So you're either going to swim or you're going to drown.
Yeah.
And I'd rather them drown in here.
Right, than drown.
Because this is not going to cost them money, a house, a job.
That's right.
So drown in here so I can teach you how to swim.
Yeah.
And now that you know how to swim, you're going to be able to survive out there.
And before we go to step, I want to say this. When we did, when we came to your ribbon cutting, I remember there was one particular young lady. I think she was like the little MC. And I could tell she was super quiet and shy. Mm-hmm. May have had a little bit of speaking anxiety. But yes. I remember you whispered something to her like, hey, you got this. It's okay. Because she may have like stumbled on a word or two. And then after, you could see like that confidence build up. You know, we were excited because she was like, hi, my name is such and such. And then you could tell like she started to, he just talked to her. Whatever he said, I don't know.
Yeah.
And then she started to stand up a little bit straighter. You can tell that she was like, okay, I know that I can do this. And I love to see that, because again, yes, we understand it's a business, but I think about those life lessons that this young lady, you don't know whether someone had poured that into her or not, or if there was a reason why she was more of a reserved individual. Mm-hmm. But I love to be able to just kind of sit back and experience those things, because as a person that naturally talks a lot, I don't know what that's like.
Can I add one point to that?
Yes, sir.
She was not supposed to be emceeing that day.
Oh.
The person who was supposed to be emceeing was out.
Okay.
So I pulled her that day.
Well, you couldn't tell.
And gave it to her.
Couldn't tell.
And I told her, I'll go ahead and tell you what I told her. I said, look, there's something in you that I see in you every day.
Mm-hmm.
I said, show everybody what you are.
And she did.
And she did. I was so proud of her.
And even when we left, she's like, I said, you did so good. She's like, yeah. I said, girl, yeah, you did that. She's like, thank you so much. Come back and see us again. I was like, yes, you know, to see that. Mm-hmm. And even when we were there, you know, when you guys had the celebratory, you had your balloons and all those things, you could just really see like the happiness in your kids. So when we talk about some stuff, we got the Ram store. What do we have over there at Hastings?
Well, before I talk about our products,
yes, ma'am.
My students, they know how proud of them I am. They know how much I love and I care for them and how much I value them. Every period brings something different. So I have classes first through fifth that take care of the store.
Okay.
From my openers in the first period, I have two people that actually open the store. They start brewing the coffee because I have free coffee available for all staff.
Godsend, obviously.
Yes. Because we need some coffee.
Yes.
So they're constantly brewing the coffee. One pot gets empty, they know to brew a next pot.
Great.
They know to fill up in the next basket of, you know, two of our most popular items to have that in backup because we're constantly switching out the shelves. I don't have to tell them.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the second period class where we may have an ice cream delivery. They know to talk with the delivery guy and check off the inventory of what comes in, know where it goes in the deep freeze, and then they bring me the sign, the form to sign.
Sure.
I don't have to deal with the delivery. They deal with it.
That's right. Wow.
Okay. Yeah. When it comes to another delivery, they know to receive the shipment, where it goes, how to unbox it, how to organize it. I don't have to tell them.
That's right. Wow.
Initiative.
Yes.
This is
first through fourth. And then my fifth period class, they're dealing with the busiest rush.
Okay.
Yes.
Because of lunches.
Yeah. Oh, right.
I mean, our store is constantly packed with people and they know exactly how to run it, what happens what if there's an issue, and they take accountability.
Mm-hmm.
And they deal with, you know, if there's customers in the store, you shouldn't be on your phone. And that goes with real life.
Right.
Yes, true. Mm-hmm. Yes,
you shouldn't
absolutely.
Be on your phone in a job.
That's right.
And it's amazing how much of these just life experiences that they're learning just from being in the store.
Yes.
And they've actually taken this, and it's wonderful to hear from students who go for a job. I just actually just had a student, I'm going to say his name is Diego. And he was telling me that he was going to go for a job interview and he was nervous. And I said, just talk about what you do in the store.
That's it.
I love that.
He got the job.
I know that's right.
That's it.
Yes.
These skills, they see how valuable it is.
That's right.
And then I have amazing 6-period staff aides. And so I run the report at the end of the shift and they go ahead and they take that report and they refill the entire store and restock it for the next day.
I love that.
I cannot do any of this.
Yeah.
It's not me. It's them. That's 100%.
Yes. Yeah.
I want to touch on something she just said about the cell phone thing.
Okay.
You know, and in all districts, cell phones are like a huge obstacle.
Yes.
But to watch her students and even in Mr. Hawkins' class, the way they are so cooperative and putting their phones away the second they walk through the door, they don't have an issue unplugging from technology, not one bit.
I love
that. They are excited to go to work.
Wow.
The cell phones, no problem.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have many other programs that I'm over and I can walk into a class and or I'm talking to teachers in other programs. The cell phones, you know, steadily, they won't put their phones away. They won't put their phones. But in these classes, these type of CTE courses that have the students so engaged that they forget that they even have a cell phone, those are the most impactful classes that these kids can be taking. And on top of just preparing them for work and being able to be responsible enough to stay off of their phone, learning these soft skills that they're talking about, being able to communicate without text.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Those fundamental skills, like I said earlier, they just really put our kids way more ahead of the game, making them so much more employable than any other student or teenager their age. It just really makes a huge difference across all of our departments. When our students are going and applying for jobs, we have employers come back all the time. We have a signing day here at CTE.
Yes, yes.
And they reach out to us all the time. And they say, oh, my God, your kids are just so prepared. Mm-hmm. They're so prepared for this job, whatever it may be. And we really appreciate hearing comments like that because that just lets us know that we're really doing what we're putting our heart into.
Yes.
And it's making an actual difference
in
their futures.
It is. And that's so important. Mm-hmm. So what do we have? Products. I'm excited.
Products. So, you know, I had to bring some goodies.
Yeah.
He knew I was going to do it anyways.
I knew it.
Yep. Okay. So in my basket, first of all, we're always bringing out more merchandise.
Yes.
You know, that's one of the key things is you want to not just have just consumables, but you want to have merchandise that's available to students, is available to staff. It's also available to all over the district.
Yes.
I actually just had a teacher from Smith Elementary come in yesterday and she bought 3 shirts.
I love that.
So just to have that impact with the community.
Yes.
It's amazing. I had somebody come in from maintenance yesterday. Oh, no, nutrition. And he was looking for a hat.
See, I love that.
And the news is spreading. And that's just awesome. So we have one of our brand new shirts for an A-Leaf shirt.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
also got this.
Love that.
We have actually have, I believe, 3 A-Leaf shirts.
Okay, great.
In our store. And we have an amazing relationship with our vendor. A lot of our shirts, majority of our shirts, are screen printed.
Okay.
Which means it's done through an outside vendor.
Okay.
And he's amazing. Neha's been doing this with me since I started the store. He's just been super accommodating. It's been wonderful. But recently, we've actually started to make our own merchandise in store.
Okay.
And that is huge with these kids because, again, it makes them proud.
Yes.
Proudful of this, our merchandise.
Yes.
So now I'm actually on the production side. Wearing.
Yes. I love that.
We have white polos. I wore gray today. But this logo was actually designed in store. And it was, we order the prints. I pick up the shirts, and then my students are pressing these designs on the shirts, and they're being sold in store.
I love
that. So the fact that they're actually, it's student made.
Yes, that's literally awesome. That's right. Yes. Amazing.
So we have the shirt for you, Kristen.
Okay.
Also for you.
I think you can wear it.
Sorry, Daryl.
We'll share.
Yeah. One of our newest merchandise is, it's called a direct-to-film print sticker.
Okay.
And it's a decal sticker. It's a permanent sticker. And I actually include instructions in here on how to apply it. And you can put these stickers on cups. You can put them on vehicles because they're waterproof.
Oh, wow.
And actually, to take it off, you have to, like, it takes off by pieces. It's out. How good it is. It's a permanent sticker. And this is actually one of our most popular shirt designs. And it says A-Leaf, and it has every single school in A-Leaf, except for CTE Center. Sorry, I'm still living that down.
we'll forgive you.
I know, I'm sorry. But it has every school in A-Leaf that basically spells out the word A-Leaf.
I love that.
And so that is for you as well.
Cool.
But let's talk about the goodies.
Let's talk
snacks.
About
it. So like Daryl said, every single snack that we sell in store, every dollar that we've made from snacks comes from all of our nutritionally compliant products.
Okay, great.
It goes through the smart snack calculator. My students said, well, why can't we sell that? You know what? You want to sell it? Let's go ahead. I want you to put it through the smart snack calculator. If it says compliant, sure, let's sell it.
Yes.
Great, great idea. But if it says non-compliant, now you know why we can't.
Yes.
And that shows, okay, that teaches them.
Yes,
what we can sell, what we can't.
It does.
So we have popcorn.
Ooh,
we
yay.
Have 3 different types of popcorn. These are our most popular chips. These kids love their hot chips. These
they
are Flamas.
Do.
We go through, I would say, about at least 50 of these bags every day.
Mm.
Wow. Yes, yeah. We have good old fruit snacks,
yes.
Rice Krispie treat. But let's talk about the cookies.
Let's talk about it.
Oh, these cookies. Okay, so we sell 4 different kinds of cookies in my
so
store.
So dangerous.
Okay, this is my personal favorite.
These,
this
right?
is a triple chocolate cookie. If you have a chocolate, okay, it's a chocolate cookie. It's from Hershey's too. Compliant.
Ooh.
Okay.
Wow.
And it's a chocolate cookie, has Hershey chocolate chips, and it's fudge in the middle.
Oh, gosh.
Warm this up in the microwave for like 5 seconds.
Oh, I'm doing
so
it today.
Let me sit down. Let me sit down.
Oh, so it's super soft.
And you give it back, okay?
But
I'll share it today.
We also have a huge variety of drinks. This is our most popular drink.
Oh, yeah.
Strawberry
kiwi. Strawberry.
Yep.
Yep, that's it.
That's it.
Oh, yeah.
That's the one.
We have apple juice. It's all different kinds of drinks. But let's talk about this golden ticket right here.
I see it.
That is trouble.
Oh, y'all.
Okay.
$250 in sales every day in this cookie right here.
Wow.
Really?
This is red velvet cookie. And my students, they will come in on a Friday. I've seen students that say, how many do you have in that basket? 14. Okay, I'll take them all.
Wow.
To make it through the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay.
Yes.
So this means I need to walk down the street every day. I've got to walk with my teammates, and we're going to have to come and get that along with a cup of coffee in the morning.
Oh, yeah. I have students begging me, where did you get those from? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I can't say it.
And listen, and when they run out, I'm coming over to Elsa. Let me see what y'all got over there.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to tell you something right now. We were getting like 3 cases a week.
Really?
And now we're up to 7.
Uh-huh. Mm.
Because so they're just so popular.
They come, like she's telling the truth. They come in and I see kids walk out there like it's like a Big Mac. They've got like 7 or 8 in their hands.
Yeah.
Now there's one thing, and I'm telling you, you can't bring it in here because it would melt.
Oh.
The ice cream.
Especially right now because it's getting hot.
So
we sell ice cream. And I'm telling you, the ice cream sandwiches, the cookies and cream, the cones.
Yeah.
The strawberry scooters. The strawberry
scooters. The blue raspberry.
Oh, yep. Mm-hmm. The sour blue raspberries.
Look,
yep.
I'm
getting hungry.
I was like, I have had nothing but like dreams this morning.
If you took the wrapping paper off a Bluebell vanilla ice cream sandwich.
Okay, got it.
And the wrapping paper off the one we sold.
Okay.
And you ate it.
It couldn't tell the difference.
Mm-hmm. I promise you couldn't tell the difference.
But it's smart snacks.
Really? Okay, wait a minute. So there's no push-ups like back in my day. I'm dating myself.
Oh, yeah, I know.
No push-ups, no creamsicles, no nothing?
No,
Jell-O pudding pops, don't even make those anymore.
Just like the hot stuff?
Yeah.
They love sour.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Really?
The cherry and blueberry sour. Mm-hmm. They're like, but,
and there's been so many products where we're like, oh, this is going to sell. And then, it doesn't.
It doesn't.
But that's why you get a box. You mm-hmm. see it if it sells. If it doesn't, oh, well, you live and learn.
I love that.
And the kids are really great at recommending certain things. Like, oh, yeah, we ought to try this because mm-hmm. they're around their peers.
They so know they know what they in. Like. They know
yeah, so they really help out with bringing products to the shelves as well. Mm-hmm. And then can we talk about our collaboration with the A-Leaf store?
Oh,
for
Billy.
A second?
Yeah, oh, Go Billy. Ahead. Okay, that's A-Leaf Greg, correct?
Yes, yes. All he's right. graduated from Elsick, but he's still a good guy in my book.
Yes.
Why do I hate people?
It's all right. So Billy, he is wonderful. He has always been a huge supporter of just the community. He had a brick and mortar.
Yes.
And he unfortunately had to take that off put that on the back burner. I think he's actually hoping to get one again soon.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Which is wonderful. But he's doing pop-ups all over the district. And Corey Brotherton, a Hastings basketball coach at Hastings, and he actually introduced him to me.
Okay.
And he got us connected. And since then, he's been a go-to guy. But the collaboration of what you're talking about is in the Hastings store, we actually have A-Leaf merchandise for sale.
Really?
And it's actually cheaper to come through the Hastings store than it is to go through Billy.
Oh, okay. So that's what we'll have to do. I love that. Mm-hmm. So as I bring this to a close, I feel like we could just sit here all day, which is great because we're going to come back. And the next time we're going to have some of your kids here because we want to hear their point of view, right?
Yes.
So I want to thank you all so much for coming, Erica and Daryl and Stephanie. I'm so excited. I'm going to take all these treats. I'm actually going to share some. So it's all good. It's all good. And so, you know, I actually was going to close by asking you guys to do a pitch to our community about why they need to come to A-Leaf. But you know what? You've already done it. You've talked about what's important, about what's great about our school district, basically through everything that you're sharing with our kids. So, you know, we're so thankful. I know we have about 2 more weeks left with the stores opening. So make sure everybody you come and you just visit it. So again, I want to thank you guys for coming out to Impact Ed. Thank you all for turning into our show today. We're so excited that you continue to tune in every single time. Make sure you follow us on our website, www.aleafisd.net. Enrollment is on now. So make sure you are enrolling your students at A-Leaf ISD so they can get this experience that we have here. Follow us on social media, on Facebook, Instagram, X, LinkedIn, and we will see you all next time. Bye-bye.
This has been an AMP production.